Yeah. 91.5 WMFO. That is something.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh.
That was also just performed live in the studio.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. That, no, that, so how, I mean, you played acoustic here. How do you get from that to here?
Well, I went from the noise to acoustic.
Okay.
So, yeah, I started off like very, some of my tracks are like very electronic, lots of synths going on. So it's definitely interesting going from that to stripping everything back to an acoustic thing and just kind of letting the song play out without the crazy effects. But also, I love some crazy effects. So.
Oh, well, I mean, I was asking if you wanted to play a different recorded song, and you're like, oh, this one's too loud. This one's, you know, ambient, whatever. And
yeah.
This one has static. Static has this big crash at the end. I'm like, yeah, let's play that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not going to get that in some of the other big stations.
Yeah. So,
especially like, what was that, a minute and a half of that with the panning and all that stuff?
Yeah, about that. maybe a little too long.
No, I don't know. I think the pacing's really good, yeah. Honestly.
Oh, no, it was great in how it came back in with the chorus and the pianos.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, we need some more of that shiz, man.
Because I don't think I remember hearing that one, at least not yet. So this is the first time I've heard that song.
Okay.
And when it comes back in at the end, that like really shocked me. At first, I was like, did this go into the next song on the EP? And
then, right, yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. That's yeah. It. I was like, ah.
Right. No, but the way it comes back in is so, I don't know, that was cool.
Thank you. Not so, brings you back.
I'm just going to gas you up for like 4 minutes.
see, there you go. I mean, I suppose this is what happens when you form your band 2 days ago.
Yeah, you know? I guess so.
I mean, but, well, it was good that you had the name already.
Yes, that's the most important part. Everyone needs a name.
Yeah, but just, anyway.
The name
that's why when
like...
you're born, that's like the first thing they do. They're like, I name you
Nathan.
Because everyone needs a name. Most important part of your personality.
I name you Two Dog King.
I name you Monday.
I heard
Monday.
That movie somewhere. But anyway, so what is next for Mundi? Or well, Mund, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Mund.
I mean, it's playing in your head. And
it doesn't
like,
matter at
and
this
you're
point.
You're looking at it, it's like Mundi, Mund.
Yeah.
But, I mean, suggestion? Umlauts.
Umlauts
over the N.
Well, on my next
over the M.
On my next EP, you might be hearing that, which should be coming out next fall.
That leads into my next question. Yeah. So, what is next for Mund?
Well, yeah, in the fall, I should have a new EP. It's gonna be 6 songs. There's gonna be, you know, some catchy hooks, some experimental stuff, some jams. We're getting into some of the jam band stuff.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
I mean, so is it going to be more of a band thing, or is it going to be you and Melody later?
It's going to be...
I mean, it could be a combination of the both. I mean,
yeah, I'd say a combination of both.
I'm singing on like three songs.
Yeah, yeah, and then there's 3 others that one of which is just a jam with me and my keyboardist Cal.
Okay.
So yeah.
So who else is in this band? Are you gonna find new members on Friday?
let's see. Just like whoever sounds good.
Yeah, I think the idea is more of a loose collaboration than a band. Okay. I think it's thrown together for like a one-time thing, at least on my end. I'm not going to say no to anything in the future, but
Liam's
that's kind of
totally
what,
kicking you out of the band. When you yeah, leave man. The studio, man.
As I was saying, that he gave me the shadiest look.
I'm just going with the flow, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, given that you borrowed my bass and then forgot to give it back right before rehearsal.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not in very good graces right now.
Yeah.
The one rehearsal that we had, I had his acoustic bass at my house, and I forgot to bring it to that rehearsal. So he was playing conductor for that rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just bossing people around.
Yeah. You called me on the, I texted you right when I got, we all were practicing at Melody's house, and right when I got there, I was like, how did I forget the bass? So I texted Liam, and he calls me immediately, and he's like, dude. And then, like, laughs immediately after. He's like, honestly, not to brag or anything, but I know my bass line, so.
Yeah. I guess I don't need to practice it.
No, yeah.
You pulled it off. So, what was the name of the song you played here live?
That is Sink In.
Sink In.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to make sure I put that in the system here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you played two songs.
Yeah.
You played two songs. But anyway, no, so how can people find your stuff? SoundCloud.com/
Not SoundCloud. Please not SoundCloud. We're on Spotify. You can look up Munde, M-U-N-D-E, mm-hmm. Stories.
That's the name of the EP.
That's the name of the EP. Excellent. Yep. Latest EP.
All right. You need to get that up on the other streamers on this internet that I've been hearing about.
Just it's saying. Also on Apple Music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
On the iMusic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And I don't know what to say other than you were talking about skeletons in the closet. I think I have something for you.
Oh, yeah.
91.5 WMFO. That was Velvet Shimmers from Mund. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, I like a lot of... I was very inspired by drum and bass electronic music, and I just love the intensity of it. And I just want to kind of, combine some of that into my music. But nice. I also wanted to have like a spacey, psychedelic edge to it. So pretty much like drenched all the synths in reverb, did some cool panning and everything.
It's very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, you need to get the, when you have the full band, because we all know this is not the full band, you need to get up in here with electronics and all and, mash it up and all of that. We would love to have that up here in Studio D.
I would love to do that. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So how can people find you on Facebook? I think I asked that, but we didn't really get to it.
So on Instagram. Munde, Munde .music.
Okay. Munde.music on the Instagram.
Yep.
So what can people expect there?
Well, I've been posting a lot of VCV rack synth patches.
Okay.
So I like doing a bunch of synth design and, making a bunch of goofy noises, experimenting with different stuff, having some fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you need to make a music video for that last one.
Something. Yeah.
Put that up on the Instagram and see it blow up.
Oh yeah.
What would you see that music video being like?
Yeah.
Lots of drenched color.
Yes.
Like color saturation.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I like that you guys are thinking narrative second. You know what I mean?
I didn't listen too closely to the lyric.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, that could happen, but.
But also,
you can
right.
do something narrative,
right?
But I'm just picturing, because with the vibe of the whole track,
right?
You need some saturated colors.
Yeah. I think
right.
Velvet Shimmers lends very well into that idea.
Yeah.
It does sound
yeah.
very colorful, psychedelic,
yeah.
very shimmery.
Shimmery, yeah,
but yes. in a velvet sort of
yeah.
way.
Yes, soft and shimmery.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for letting me
play that old.
Oh yeah, that was a surprise.
Old disco track.
Yeah.
I told you we love the skeletons.
Yeah.
We love the skeletons. But you only put that out a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a cover. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You can say, I just did a cover song and. Did a dancey cover song.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much. Go to munde.music, munde.music on Instagram, and all you recording geeks will love it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right, I'll let you put your gear away. In the meantime, here is some Salem Wolves. 91.5 WMFO.
From the back of the room, he doesn't look so great. Get him a doctor, get him a priest, get him mommy's little helper to get him through days like this. Who'd you rather be? Who'd you rather be? He's got a voice like a screen door slamming. You applaud when he clears his throat. Strange bass, tripping, dancing the face.
www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something like a check at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website for more info.
Gone. beyond your crystal Pepsi, your lemon brisk. You are the hottest new release on Laserdisc. You're an investment no one would risk. Although you're not quite yet a dinosaur, there's one foot out the door. It's wearing British Knights now. You're like a payphone or a video store. We don't see you no more. You are the last tough nest. You are the lone remaining MySpace friend request. You seem so timeless, who would have guessed? Although you're not quite yet a dinosaur, there's one foot out the door. It's wearing British Knights now. You're like a paper. We don't see you anymore. You are the, you are the, you are the, you are the last 1 hour photomart. You're Patrick Nagelart. All dressed in hypercolors. Some call it progress, but it's still so weird. You all but disappeared. You are the last.
Of intent, as far as I can tell. But I remember when I had you writhing in the palm of my hand. But something's wrong, this thing can write itself. Since when did you become a difficult self?
91.5 WMFO. That was Charming Arson with Saving Chelsea. I played Butterknife's Restless. That was recorded right here at Studio D back in 2013. You can find that on our compilation, Live from Studio D, the very best of On the Town with Mikey D. Volume 1. Go to onthetownwithmikeyd.com to get your copy. The Fatal Flaw gave you the last single. Salem Wolves had So Desperate. I want to thank the regulars and Mund for coming in and playing and great conversations, and I hope you all liked it too. It is just about that time that we close up shop for the evening. But fear not, next week, Lils will be here with 3 more hours of recorded music, great music, local music, New England music. I hope you tune in. We'll be here. And I hope you will too. Anyway, I'm going to close things out with the brand new record called Gin and Cement. And I had the song title alone, man, just screamed out to me, you have to play it. You have to play it. The song is called CVS. It's the Teardowns. I'll see you next time. 91.5. WMFO.
Not feeling right, can't sit 1 minute more. A mindless episode to get through. Walking down Great Plain Avenue.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong,